USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Feds meet this week and are expected to raise interest rates to help curb the recession. An Egyptian-mediated ceasefire in Gaza began Sunday at 11:30 p.m. local time. Egyptian, Israeli, and Islamic Jihad officials said so far the peace has held after 3 days of fierce bloodshed. When America put Democrats in charge of American politics, they did so in a time of economic prosperity. That is since long gone in favor of recession and out-of-control prices. With the Inflation Reduction Act heading to Congress for final approval, Larry Summers was President Clinton's Treasury Secretary and says it's all good on Newsy.
This is going to make our economy better while at the same time contributing, albeit in a small way, to a reduction in inflation.
USA Radio News.
Make money doing what you love. It can be done. Matter of fact, it has been done. Consider the story of Jack London. He's one of the highest paid writers of all time. Authored The Call of the Wild, recently released as a blockbuster movie starring Harrison Ford. Jack grew up in a rough neighborhood in Oakland, poor, uneducated, and a school dropout. As a child, Jack fell in love with the idea of being a writer. The notion that an uneducated, dirt-poor school dropout from Oakland could someday be a published writer was insanity. You know the rest of the story, though. Jack London became one of the richest writers of all time. Discover Jack's secret that allows anyone of any income or educational level to make money doing what they love. Whatever it is you love more than anything else, let's make that your prosperous living. Go right now to discoveringjack.com. That's discoveringjack.com. His secret is free. Just go to discoveringjack.com. Discoveringjack.com.
Coming up Tuesday, President Biden will sign the CHIPS and Sciences Act into law. And election primaries in Connecticut, Minnesota, Vermont, and Wisconsin are scheduled. Let's get more details on how the Democrats' massive spending bill will help Americans suffering from the recession.
The so-called Votorama in the U.S. Senate has ended. On Sunday, Senate Democrats pushed to pass President Biden's Inflation Reduction Act bill in a stunning election year turnaround. Next stop will be the House for a vote. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says this bill will kickstart the era of affordable clean energy in America.
This bill will kickstart the era of affordable clean energy in America. It's a game changer. It's a turning point. And it's been a long time in coming.
For the USA Radio News Gulf Coast Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
In NASCAR racing, Kevin Harvick breaks a 65 race drought, wins the Cup race in Michigan over the weekend. USA Radio News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. That's 800-631-9123.
The Albuquerque, New Mexico Police Department has released images of a vehicle that is suspected to have been used as a getaway car in the recent murders of four Muslim men, a black Volkswagen Jetta or Passat. Ahmad Assad is president of the Islamic Center of New Mexico.
We've never gone through anything like this before. This is really a surreal time for us. We're in fear of the safety of our children, our families. It's not about just the Muslim community, but the entire community. We're all in it together.
With the massive Democrats' partisan spending bill getting absolutely zero support from Republicans, the bill now heads over to the House for approval. New York Congresswoman Claudia Tenney, she says she will vote no because there isn't a no button.
But look, we're all paying for this. You know, the Democrats just passed the so-called Inflation Reduction Act. Guess who pays for all this? We do. And now we're investing in green energy instead of at the border. We've got 87,000 new IRS agents to come after the middle and lower income taxpayers because the big guys in private equity got a break. They got a tax break. And so who's going to pay for these migrants? Who's going to pay for this green energy? All these new migrants, by the way, not only are they in sanctuary cities where these cities are technically violating federal law. They're going to be on the energy grid, and we're already seeing brownouts in upstate New York and all across this country because we need to invest in energy. We need to understand it has to be reliable.
My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.